Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, early pressure was seen through the cattle complex today, but has been washed away by another round of buyer interest moving into the complex. This is pushing nearby contracts to triple-digit gains, building on the momentum seen over the last two trading sessions. Live cattle futures spent most of the day with mixed price ranges as a combination of position squaring met continued buyer support seen over the last two trading sessions. Once market positioning was done, firm gains redeveloped with triple-digit gains holding in nearby contracts. There may continue to be some additional market support developing, but for now the recent momentum of buyer activity seems to be sparking additional widespread interest across all contracts. Cash cattle trade is still silent, which is not unexpected for a Tuesday, and the initial lack of movement in the cattle complex shifted, allowing triple-digit gains to redevelop, and although at this point there is no indication that traders will take advantage of the expanded trading limits, the move is expected to build even more support under the recent rally which has developed. The focus through all cattle markets is expected to be moving away from summer market pressure, and the potential of an August market rally, which could not only draw additional open interest back into the market, but propel additional beef buying activity. And gain futures were mixed today as the debate over the 2016 crop size heats up. Financial markets remained cautious with the start of a two-day meeting on monetary policy at the Federal Reserve. Stocks tried to bounce back from yesterday's sell-off, with other markets around the world mixed. And the dollar is weaker, but gold and crude oil are down again as well as investors rein in risky bets across the table. Corn prices pulled back after staying in a 4-cent range overnight. Crop estimates there are varied for corn, but overall yields still look good enough to meet demand. Until that changes, corn has a limited rally potential. And soybeans tried to hold on to overnight gains as a rebound from yesterday's drop began to lose steam. Wheat prices gave back some of yesterday's rally, while traders were showing buyers remorse after driving prices higher in Europe. That's a look at all the markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.